Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of Today We Learned. I think it's number 34, 35. I can't remember. I always do this. I get it. I want to thank you guys for listening again. This episode does not have a sponsor, so we're going to get cut to the chase. This episode features a very funny friend of mine. I've been trying to get her on the podcast for a while. Me and Dan hung out with her and her boyfriend on New Year's Eve, Nick Rutherford, who also was on this podcast a few episodes ago. They're really good friends of mine, really funny people. And every year New Year's Eve, we have a huge blast. We always get like a huge party bus and all that. Anyways, she's a really cool girl. Her name's Jade Catapretta, and you can catch her on this season of Californication. She does stand up all over the place. Really funny. You can follow her on Twitter, follow her on Instagram, all of that. All that hocus pocus. Really fun episode. Really cool girl. I'm glad we finally got her on. This is a really fun episode. As always, they're all really fun episodes, but you know how it is. Once again, I want to thank you guys for listening. If you can, give us a good review. Give us a star rating on iTunes. Share your favorite episode with one of your friends. And as always, thanks for listening. And yeah. Enjoy this episode. Today we learned number 34 with Jade Catapretta.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Awesome. So, welcome to another episode of Today We Learned.
Welcome back.
My name is Razzle.
And I'm Dan.
And with us is the very, very funny and talented Jade Catapretta.
Hello. Hey, everybody. I was told this was a singing podcast.
It's a singing podcast.
Welcome back.
Off her Broadway debut of Rent was due last week.
Yeah. Rent 2 overdue.
That's great. I actually just did a singing audition and my agents were like, you know, if you have time to do another one, wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I didn't spend 4 hours trying to do.
No, one and done. Put it on wax.
How do people sing? Where do they look? It's very awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's so goddamn funny. Jade, as I mentioned earlier, we like to start every episode off with the guests providing either a fact about themselves or something they learned recently.
Oh, fun facts.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a fact that you learned recently...
I mean, they can be somber facts, yeah. But fun facts tend to test better with our key demos.
I know what you mean. I'll hook it up together. Fun fact about me, I have scoliosis. I'm a scoli. I'm part of the scoli group of people in life. Like, dramatically bad. If I bent over and showed it to you guys, you'd be like, yeah, really? You're a freak. Yeah.
I still don't know what that looks like. They always, in grade school, I remember.
So, you know, normal spines.
Or straight?
Now imagine someone turns it into an S shape or some other fun shape.
Yeah, somebody had a joke about being like a Superman on the inside, and I was like, God damn it, I wish I wrote that. But yeah, it's basically just the curvature of the spine.
So, it's horizontal or vertical? Is it curved inside or curved?
It's like this. This is how my spine goes for people watching. You go straight, and then it starts to go out like an S, and then it comes back in. So if like when I bend down, just one side of my back just plops up.
Oh,
like
really?
So you're like an insta-hunchback.
Yeah. Like, so and if I don't work out my core, like they told me, they're like, you're going to be a hunchback. So
well,
just go
What a great way to scare kids into fitness.
It's true. I was like, ballet's my thing now.
Yeah, if you don't have a six-pack, you're going to be a Quasimodo.
I remember they were like, well, you can have a brace, like when it was in middle school, or you could have friends. And I was like, I'll take friends.
What about friends with braces?
Yeah, right?
You can live in the gym or
the
clock tower.
I don't want a back brace. But then along with that fun fact, I read today that we are born with 300 bones, but when you die, you only have 216 bones?
Whoa, what happens to those extra bones? Where do they go?
They party away.
Sorry, I party.
They die off.
Yeah.
They disintegrate. I wish I knew more, but I just thought it would be a fun, like, people can look into it on their own and study bones.
That's so awesome. That's very interesting.
If you want to die with the most bones.
You exercise.
Yeah.
are teeth considered a bone?
I don't think teeth are technically considered bones.
Because then,
I've
if you lose your baby teeth, that's technically like losing bones.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know where bones go, but that's very.
I'm not a tooth doctor.
I'm not a tooth
like,
doctor.
Where have all the bones gone?
Okay. According to a quick Google search, your teeth are considered part of your skeletal system, but they are not counted as bones. Your teeth are made of enamel and dentin. Enamel is the strongest substance in your body. Thanks,
I find that hard to believe, because if how come you can get cavities and all of that, but like your bones don't. I mean, your bones break, but that's
bones.
I'm going to stop talking because that sounds very silly. What I'm going to say, but your teeth are the strongest. Enamel is the strongest thing in the human body.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so like, how come
your
teeth? Like,
your teeth don't contain collagen.
Okay.
And collagen is a living, growing tissue that gives bones their framework.
Okay.
So calcium fills the space, like the calcium in your bones fills in around that framework. Like there's a lot of similarities between the two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But teeth aren't like...
So future humans, if they evolve...
They're not
properly,
as dense.
They're not as they're not as dense. They're not as strong as teeth.
So if future humans evolve properly, then our bones will eventually turn into teeth.
Well, I hope we call them humans as well.
Yeah. Listen, humans out there, if you happen to be a dentist and know more about this,
if you're a future human out there,
or a boondoctor.
I have the worst teeth. You guys got? I got.
You have really
teeth
nice teeth.
Now
are
on the outside,
kidding?
On the inside, they're like a homeless person.
Oh
mouth.
No!
I'm the same way. My teeth are smooth on the outside,
they're good.
But on the inside, like you feel it, and then they're all like weird, like
they're dead
like,
inside.
Yeah,
I have the teeth of a sexy young teen.
It's got like nub arms like on the inside of my jaw.
Oh, do you have fake teeth? Do you have a couple fake teeth?
No, I have all my real teeth, but I had braces, and they're all smooth.
Oh,
and from the outside, they seem like they're normal teeth, but like if you feel on the inside, there'll be like weird like an elbow sticking out, and the inside's weird.
Ladies out there, watch out.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I used to have braces, but I undid a lot of that expensive work by not wearing my
retainer.
I like
your teeth.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you got a good-looking teeth.
I made them myself.
You know, if you were, like, on America's Next Top Model, she'd be like, the thing between your teeth, it's the space.
Your mouth is smizing.
It's smizing.
Smizing.
Love your imperfection.
You're smouthing.
Yeah.
Smiling with your mouth.
I never wore my retainer, but I do have the inside, the cemented
Lucky,
retainer.
Lucky, that's why they're so straight.
Nice.
I still wear mine when I don't want to have sex.
Sorry.
Sorry, honey.
My mouth has a headache.
That's very funny. That's humorous.
I wish like I wore them bone. More.
We're talking about teeth. Do you have something?
No, I was going
to
say, I just remembered, for today's show, we're recording this on April the 7th.
Yes, bring this up.
So we're coming to you live from the past. Today is actually, I found out it's a strange holiday. You know, the kind of things people post like, hey, it's Facebook, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
Today is National Beer Day, and apparently this is a real thing. It marks the anniversary of the signing of the Cullen-Harris Act, which went into effect in 1933, which permitted people to buy, sell, and drink beer, parentheses, as long as it was less than 3.2% alcohol by volume.
That's funny.
So just Corona is being sold.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, I'm sure they've increased that over time.
Wait, was this when alcohol was... illegal? So was this like one special free day? People just went fucking nuts.
Like Slurpee Day, like on July 11th.
Yeah, free Slurpee.
Free beer on April 7th.
Yeah, Prohibition was repealed in 1933.
On what day? Does it say?
I would assume April 7th. That seems...
on that exact day.
Here's, while you're doing looking that up, did you know that if you have an iPhone and you ask Siri if it's a holiday, it'll tell you if it's a holiday or not. And the reason I know this is because like a month and a half, 2 months ago or whatever, there was a thing going on Twitter and like Instagram and all that where it brought light to it. And it was like, Siri, is today a holiday? And I can't remember it completely, but it was something along the lines of yes. And then it pulled up what it was. And it was like a anti-mutilation of vagina day or something. It was really
weird. I remember this.
Yeah.
Did you post this? I remember seeing this.
I posted
and it was
it
like...
I'm like, hey, ask Siri if it's a holiday. And it was a holiday about like anti-vagina mutilation.
I remember
weird.
Reading that. That's so bizarre.
I live every day like
Hooray.
It.
Hooray. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Is it like, isn't every day that?
No, finally, the one day a year I can celebrate this.
I know. I just got to say thank you every day for my vagina.
Thank you for not being mutilated.
Thanks that I still have my clit.
I still celebrate.
But to step back a moment into our nation's past, the Cullen-Harrison Act was enacted by Congress on March 21st, 1933, but did not go into effect until today, April 7th, 1933. That's right. Today.
Today is so that's when it repealed.
This day in history.
Okay, because it was only prohibition was only for 2 years.
This was the first time that beer was able to be legally sold.
Okay.
So
That's awesome. April 7th.
In a
minute. There you have it.
You say that it's like a thing that like, you're just started selling that. It's like weed just became legal. Yeah. Oh, good. I've never bought it before.
Oh, man. What does it do?
It's like when kids turn 21, they're like, oh, I'm going to go get hammered. Like, you haven't done that all
Wing.
Throughout high school.
Yeah. You've been putting your dad to bed drunk. Like, yeah. I just have a glass of wine.
Oh, dad's sleeping juice. His homemade. What's the?
It is like that in Brazil. Like, you don't care about drinking. You really don't. Like, you become more social as a kid because you don't. It's available, but it's like,
it's not like that forbidden fruit like it is for so many teenagers in the United States.
And I think that's why you have a lot of the problems, though, is because they. Yeah. It's all, you can't do this.
It's true. I agree. Like, so many DUIs because they're so scared of the repercussions, so they don't tell their parents. And. Yeah. And that's why I'm for Miley Cyrus. Hear me out on this.
I like
feel
Miley.
Like it's
I'm
important
listening.
For kids to be exposed to, like, sexuality being okay.
Yeah.
And, like, the things that are out there being okay and then, like, having to talk to them about their parent, you know, with their parents versus, like, sneaking and doing everything behind their back. And so, I mean, you know, don't be Miley Cyrus at 15, but you know.
But she was a great conduit for me to talk to my parents about partying in the USA.
I knew it. I went to her concert for my 30th.
Were you just being Miley?
Those photos.
It was incredible.
I bet. She seems like, especially now, she seems like she's going to put on a hell of a show.
I wanted to go to she played at the Staples Center, then Anaheim.
Yeah.
I was busy both nights. And I'm a Miley fan.
Same.
I really wanted to go to those shows.
Yeah.
And I just lost track that she was coming into town. And it's like,
bummer.
God damn it.
But I spent a lot of money and I had like nosebleed seats and it was fine. I didn't. The animation by the guy who did Ren and Stimpy in the background.
John
K. Yeah. And then I was in the bathroom and some mom was like, I feel bad. I brought my daughter to this and she's 15. And I was like, I have a kid too. I just lied.
I brought 15 daughters. I must go.
It's like, well, but I was stoned the whole time. Yeah. I was pregnant, I swear. Yeah.
I mean, people rip on Miley Cyrus, but Bangers is a great fucking album.
I agree. I think it's a great album.
It lives up to its title. It's full of bangers.
Bangers.
That's banging is what it is. It's so goddamn good.
Oh, well, on April 17th, you know what you can celebrate? You can celebrate Miley Cyrus because it's going to be nothing like a Dame Day. I wrote down to celebrate the classiest broads you know.
Really? That's what it is?
It's to celebrate dames and gams, I suppose. I don't know. Just I imagine it's a good day to listen to like some.
This sounds like different parts of a chicken.
Listen to some Rodgers and Hammerstein. May contain gams.
Dames.
Mechanically
dames,
separated
dames. Dames.
I like, where do you get these fun facts? Is there just different parts?
This list I found on Mental Floss after looking into National Beer Day.
I love Mental Floss.
They great also, website. April 22nd, National Jelly Bean Day, a.k.a. Clean Up on Easter Sales Day.
Great.
Nice try, Jelly Belly.
All jelly beans are good except popcorn flavor.
I would take popcorn over licorice.
Oh, never.
Black licorice.
You either love it or you hate it. There's no in between.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you love, I'm going to...
It's an acquired taste.
Do you love April 26th, National Go Birding Day? You know, for bird watching?
Hey, guys, if you're a big bird watcher, you should go to the LA River. 39 different species
have
been seen at the LA
River. For one day only?
Well, I've heard...
one day only.
I've heard in the Atwater Village area, they have, there's like an island or whatever. There's actual, like, trees and stuff at the end of the LA River.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like, it's actual, like... plantation and stuff where plants are. I've heard at the end of that. In that
wait, there's a plantation
there?
There's
plantation.
Sue plantation.
No, there's a whole ecosystem. There really is. The LA River is beautiful. People don't know about it. And actually, another fun fact, they're building a bridge from the Atwater Village to Griffith Park.
Really?
Which is going to be this huge, like this huge horse bridge. And they've spotted a blue-footed booby.
Ooh.
Which they're seen in, like, Alaska or somewhere random.
Awesome.
And they're in California now just chilling, you know, smoking weed.
I'll tell you what, hummingbirds fucking blow my mind.
Yeah,
I am so, like, every time I go hiking, I see at least one hummingbird. And it's so, like, I could look at hummingbirds.
Where do you hike? I like hikes.
I hike Malibu a lot, but I also hike a place by my house, Baldwin Hills Overlook.
Oh, nice.
It's down by their Culver City area. They got like 500 stairs.
Is it the stairs that you can see from a distance?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to do that.
Those are the stairs.
Invite me.
Fun fact about Los Angeles, there are tons of staircases hidden all over the city.
There are, especially
in
Echo Park.
A lot of people, Echo Park, Silver Lake, that whole area, people use them as great workout spots. So look into it a little bit more.
Yeah, there's...
They have trails that you can find online.
Yeah.
There's a really cool podcast I listen to called 99% Invisible, and that's where I learn a lot of stuff. Like, I'll bring up facts that I learned on here off of that podcast.
Yeah.
And they had an episode dedicated to invisible staircases.
That's such a great...
So dangerous.
They also, while we're doing it, I guess let's segue into... I don't know if it's on this sheet or the other sheet I have, but they had an episode dedicated to Pizza Huts, and it was
I need help finding a Pizza Hut. Yeah.
Well, it was they on the 99% Invisible episode, they made light of a website called Used to Be a Pizza Hut, and it's a blog, and it's all about different businesses that used to be in a Pizza Hut, because the Pizza Hut had such, you can look at a building regardless of what it is now,
yeah,
and instantly know it was a Pizza Hut because of like the roof or the trapezoidal
the old red
windows.
Roof they used to have.
It's like,
so sad.
The architecture of Pizza Huts back in the 80s and 90s were very precise or very iconic. Based on trapezoids, and so that was a really cool episode.
It's like now it's like, my gyno's in this fucking Pizza Hut building.
The least he could do is keep the oven
working.
Believe it or not, I do have some facts about the Pizza Huts.
Oh, I believe it.
The website consists of photos of businesses currently in old Pizza Huts. The vintage red
like
roof,
Papa John's.
Yeah, the vintage red roof locations were designed by an architect named Richard D. Burke. He was a friend and schoolmate of the founders of Pizza Hut, the Carney brothers. And originally he wanted $32,000 to do the designing, but he ended up getting $100 for each Pizza Hut to subsequently open. So he's making a pretty penny now.
Yeah.
And it's based on the trapezoids and the shingled roofs and awnings that look like
huts. Actually, that's funny you bring up this website,
really,
because
fact.
If you're a fan of this sort of urban decay, there's another website called Dead Malls where it just, these people go inside these malls that have just closed down for whatever reason over the years and like take pictures of the inside. It's a really haunting, fascinating look at the Orange Julius's that never will be.
I'll tell you what, there's a mall, and I'm from a small town called Bay City, Michigan. And there's a small mall called the Fashion Square Mall.
Why is there a Fashion Square in every town?
The Fashion Square Mall was
a great
in Saginaw,
place to find
actually.
Cool
Fashion
looks.
Square Mall is in Saginaw,
fashion.
Where Mike Burns is from. The Hampton Town Center is the mall that was in my closer to me.
Yeah.
And that one's like I remember when I was a kid, it was hustling and bustling.
Yeah.
And it had a JCPenney, had a Kmart, it had a Town and Country. I don't know.
Whoa.
All over the place.
Say, what?
I know, but I mean, it's when you're like four and it's just hustle, like packed to the brim. You know, and then you go there now, and there's like one. It's like a Chinese food place.
It's
for
so
takeout.
Scary. That's it's
it.
So
it's
sad.
Just one man standing alone, offering free
it's
samples.
Such a
to
ghost town.
It is, and the people that continually work there year after year, and they just seen it. They're like, oh, the heydays of the mall, and then now it's like this dead.
Oh god, it's like an old gold mining boom town.
Yeah.
Now you just have those sad little cell phone kiosks and the people selling light up portraits of Jesus with those waterfalls that move.
Not me. I go to Glendale. I like a busy mall.
Glendale Galleria.
What up, Galleria?
I haven't been to a mall aside from the Grove is a mall. I haven't been.
The Grove is an open air mall. It's a shopping arcade.
Like an actual mall.
They're both malls. Yeah, go to Glendale Galleria. It's a good one.
Is it? It's like a mall.
It's a mall.
Yeah. I gotta go because I miss.
Smells like
of
consumerism.
The Beverly,
it's good.
Beverly Center.
I miss big business.
I just hate the Beverly Center because the parking is like such an amateur.
Yeah, it's atrocious.
You know, you get out of the West Hollywood area.
Yeah. I like Glendale.
Well,
I like to live there.
Okay, bear with me on this segue.
Me too.
Parking at the Beverly Center is terrible. Finding a parking spot can be a lot like trying to slip into a tight space. What kind of tight space, you ask? A crevice. But did you also know? Sorry.
Now, where are you going with this? I still don't know.
Today we learned that there's an actual difference between crevice and crevasse. It's not someone just being...
Crevice is like a space. Crevasse is like a black child's name.
Crevasse,
you come over here.
It's a tinier version of a something, an ascot you would wear around your neck.
Well, if you ever said it to me, I'd punch you in the fucking face.
I fell into a crevasse.
Crevasse
eating some
is a deep crack in an ice sheet or a glacier. And a crevice is a deep crack that forms in rock.
Yes.
Oh, so it's ice versus stone.
Yeah, solid liquid versus solid solid.
I would love someone to correct me one day. No, Jade. It's a crevasse.
It would be crevasse.
Crevasse.
Yes, he's a linebacker.
Clevon Crevasse.
Crevasse.
Or Crevassier.
Yeah, Crevassier. That's what it sounds like. I'll just have a Crevassier, well, please.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find
on
any,
ice.
I'm sure you can find all of these names and more in any of those Key and Peele sketches.
Oh, goddamn that.
You know what? Just because they did it doesn't mean. Okay, you know what? I was making fun of black names my whole life. It's so unfair.
No, no, no. I'm not throwing you under the bus. I brought football into this, so that's
fine.
On me.
Yeah. Every town that I go to that's like a weird town, it started with Schaumburg. I was like, doesn't it just sound like a.
Chicago,
like a little kid,
Schaumburg.
Like a little black kid's name, Schaumburg.
It does.
Which is just PS, a mall town. That's all they have.
Schaumburg.
It sounds like if there was a black duck on DuckTales.
It's Schaumburg.
Schaumburg, Schaumburg sounds like he would be like weirdly full of wisdom, like beyond his years. Like I'm just selling papers on the corner.
He's the smart little. He's like the black friend on a cartoon where he's got glasses and he's like the scientist
Schaumburg.
Nerdy one.
It's true. Tell us why, Schaumburg.
Well, you need to pay attention to other people's needs, apart from your own.
Oh, he's emotional, too.
Here's a interesting fact about ketchup. We were talking about food earlier, jelly beans and all that. Some ketchup, here's the deal. You know, you ever see...
McDonald's is the best instance of this.
Are we talking about, like, ketchup or Heinz specifically?
Ketchup in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever see it say fancy ketchup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go, Jade. Here we're
there's a reason.
Yeah.
Wait, there's more.
Tell them what they get, Razzle. For just $3.99.
Some ketchup in the United States is labeled fancy. This is a United States, I don't know what the DA stands for. What is that? This is a USDA grade.
Department of Agriculture.
There we go. Dan said it. This is a United States Department of Agriculture grade relating to specific gravity, whatever that
like
means.
Like malt ketchup. Like, you know, like a high gravity beer?
Are you talking about density?
Yeah.
Density.
Again?
Yeah, in terms of how dense or thick the ketchup is.
Fancy ketchup has a higher tomato solid concentration than
thicker.
Than other USDA grades.
Fancier.
Fancy. Believe it or not, fancy is 33% solid. Extra standard is 29% solid.
Wait, what was the number? Say the number again.
33%.
Because, okay, what's that number where you're supposed to hit the Heinz ketchup right on the number, on the glass
that's
bottle?
That's 57.
What is that?
That's
what's
the number,
that number?
Of, that's the number, what's that, the number of varieties
I think that's the number
they
of
offer?
Varieties they, or, yes, the number of varieties they have, I believe. That's 57 varieties, I think.
We've talked about this before.
And you guys, you know that Miss Heinz was married to?
John Kerry.
Mrs. Thank Butterworth. You.
Yes.
Way off.
Well, now.
And then, so the fancy is actually 33% solid tomato ratio, apparently.
Yeah.
And here's something. The spelling catsup, the generic form of
ketchup?
Catsup, I guess.
Well, catsup.
Catsup seems to have appeared, this is from Wikipedia, but it, according to what everybody who contributes to Wikipedia has to say, it originated from the... Jonathan Swift.
The Irish satirist, author of such thrilling tales as A Modest Proposal, where he said we should eat babies.
So that's what catsup came
catsup,
from?
Yes. Catsup came from Jonathan Swift in 1730.
I thought it sounded cool.
He wasn't drinking yet. You know, there's no beer yet.
You know, teens are always using abbreviations like shaking my head.
Have you heard this one? What's this new thing that kids are saying? Oh, my God.
Turned up? Saying, ratchet?
No, what about that butt though? That butt though, or like they say though, like as if
that or dat blank though or doe.
Yeah, doe.
Doe a deer, female deer, or tho, like a worse like it's, Showtime with a lisp.
It's doe, but it means though. Yeah. Do, but it's
I don't know who starts.
Though.
I don't even know what that turned up means or turned down. For
turned
what.
Up means getting
means.
Particularly crazy or crunk at a party. So.
I'm feeling old. Let's move on.
I'm 32. I'm older than you. And
I'm feeling old for a woman.
You can find all of this and more on your local urban dictionary.
Here's while we're talking about food, I guess, while we're talking about ketchup a bit. Iceberg lettuce. I'm not a fan. I don't like salads.
Crisp head lettuce?
Love iceberg lettuce.
Dan, I think I do. Crisp head lettuce gained the name iceberg lettuce in the United States in the 1930s due to transporting them from the east to west coast in train wagons covered in crushed ice.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Love me a wedge salad. Had one yesterday.
Previously known as Titanic lettuce.
Oh, no. They just kept feeding people while I went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just kept
eating.
The chefs didn't leave. We must make salad.
We have to cut this salad. I feel like it's kind of lazy when you get an iceberg, though. Like a wedge, and it's just like a half a wedge. They haven't even cut the salad. I'm like, toss that salad.
Yeah, exactly. Like a wedge salad is the biggest cop-out.
Which is a little fun fact. Well, everybody kind of knows this, but we don't really. But celery, you burn more calories eating it than it contains.
Interesting.
Is that why it's healthy? Is that
why
you say that?
Well, it's most, but you, there's water in it, so you get water weight from it.
That's why, you know, you got to counteract that if you're trying to bulk up by putting some ants on that log.
Yeah, peanut butter and raisins crawling across that. I don't like celery, but I like peanut butter.
Oh. Do you like radishes? Here we go.
I do like radishes, but I'm always finding myself wishing that someone had a fun story or fact or combination thereof about radishes.
I'm in the same boat, Daniel, and I just wish I knew someone or we could have someone on this podcast that knew
me
about
too.
Radishes.
I wish I knew somebody. Yeah.
Maybe next time, guys. Thank you for tuning in, guys, so much.
I didn't know this, but I was feeding my friend radishes because I told her that every time that I had a sore throat, they made me feel better. Just ate them because I thought they were crunchy and good, and like they felt like water.
Fraggles eat radishes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm a Fraggle real life. And it turns out that they do help with sore throats, and they're also great when you're like really hungover, except when you burp. It smells like you're a garbage person because it, like you just all the toxins come out because of it and it's just really gross. So
it's like a nature's cleanse.
Yeah, a little bit of a nature's cleanse. So eat them up, guys. Put a little salt on it.
After today, radish sales will go up by 33%.
By 0.00001%.
Some more quick radish fun facts. First cultivated in China, and they spread through the Northern Hemisphere and Europe in the 1500s. And they reached Massachusetts with the Pilgrims, thanks to that in 1629. Oh, wow. Roughly pilgrimish.
Yeah, I think the Pilgrims were, I don't know when they're there. I know when Columbus was, but I don't know the Pilgrims.
I don't know either, but I feel like they stole everything from China.
Yeah, they were sick.
Goddamn pilgrims.
I mean, everything.
Thieves. They probably stole those hats. Where'd they steal the hats with the buckles from?
China, man.
They knew a guy.
Everything.
Our once iconic image.
Yeah. That's why Chinese, they switched to those triangular rice bowls because the pilgrims stole their
I think that they used those because there was sun out and they were like all picking radishes in a field. Yeah.
Oh, and other fun fact, one cup of radishes only contains 19 calories.
Yep, it's a great snack, ladies.
I always thought of it as a high-calorie snack.
No, did you? It's just water.
High-density.
Oh, wait.
Radishes.
Fun fact, question for you guys, all three of you guys. What fairy tale has radishes in it? Like what
fairy tale?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's not a fairy tale.
It is.
That's a grown man fairy tale.
If we're talking about fairy tales,
the Wizard's Journey.
Is the Bible considered a fairy tale?
Not at all.
No, not at all. Okay.
Well, it depends who you are in the Bible, I guess.
Wait, is it
Jacob and the Amazing Technicolor?
Is it Rapunzel?
Yes, it is Rapunzel. Is there a soundtrack? Woo! Thank you for remembering that. When she's pregnant and she's craving radishes, that's what he goes to the witch's yard to get.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. And that's when he gets in trouble and
she's like, I want your firstborn daughter. Your firstborn.
Well, let's see what I can do.
She's like, radishes are only 19 calories. Yeah.
We can make another baby.
And they couldn't.
Yeah, that's it would have solved everything.
It's really sad. Fairy tales are actually really scary and weird.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, especially the old ones before they got all Disney-fied, where it was just a lot of child eating and just ways to scare.
It's true. That's what it was. It was like the Red Riot. Like she just got eaten by a wolf.
It was just a way to scare the shit out of your kids.
Rapunzel didn't she end up dying too? Like she got killed or got starved to death by the witch or something.
She just lived in that tower forever.
She ate her hair.
She ate her own hair.
Endless loop, like a gross Ouroboros.
I'm fairly certain Hansel and Gretel actually were put in the oven and cooked by the witch as well. Like, I think Hansel and Gretel were eaten. And it was like, don't run away. You know, Hansel and Gretel were dropped off by their father. They were abandoned, right? I don't know.
They're blonde children. They ended up
apparently
there's
one version of Rapunzel with the revelation. It ends with the revelation that the enchantress had untied Rapunzel's braid after the prince leapt from the tower, slipped from her hands, and then
he falls.
Yeah, right? And she's trapped.
I'm ready for a fairy tale that's two gay characters. This is what I keep hearing rumors about, that Disney's finally going to release something with two princes.
Yeah, there was Frozen, that adorable love story between a snowman and
sisters.
A reindeer.
That was about
I'll
sisters.
Tell you what
I chose to follow the Beast story.
Okay. When you think it's about the guy, it's about the sister.
The Beast story that commandeered all of the marketing.
God, I fucking, yeah. You know what? I feel like I found that movie before everybody, and then it became too much of a thing, and now I hate it again. But
I hadn't watched it since it came out. I watched it back in November, October, whenever it came out. Then I didn't watch it again until recently. I was on a plane, and I enjoyed it.
I think it's really good.
I just couldn't bump the soundtrack on repeat like the rest of America.
I did it for a while. I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, that song's a good fucking song.
Yeah, but I like. Do you wanna fuck a snowman?
Oh, the parodies. Parodies have been incredible. Will You Help Me Hide a Body is amazing. Yeah. There's one where it's just the same, like, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? But they turned the pitch, they shifted the pitch down, so they sound like demons.
Oh, she's like, Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, sure.
That's so funny.
That's a good one. I'll tell you what. I like how they made it to where, like, the princes were, like, bad dudes, and it was, like, and it was just about the sisters. Yeah. It was all about the sisters.
But there's never, it was really, there was a twist. Like, you know, expect it. You're like, oh, yeah. I get it.
Well,
I know
it makes you out. It's like, oh, it's going to be a true love's kiss. Spoiler if you haven't seen it, but, you know, it's out on Blu-ray. Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah. I was taken by surprise.
Yeah, we don't want to pay any money to the fine people at the Liam Neeson Corporation. So took in by surprise.
I love it. And then every time, of course, you have to think about, him just butchering her name at the Oscars. Yeah.
The wickedly talented.
I can't. It makes me.
That's my favorite part. How he says wicked, because clearly he understands. Like, oh, this is a joke that I have to hit. Then he just falls apart on the name.
So funny to me.
But the thing is, she was so shaken by it. Yeah. I mean, she's a Broadway singer.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've seen her live. She's incredible.
One Tony's.
Like, and she would just felt, you could tell that, you know when somebody introduces you and just butchers your name when you do stand-up? And by that, I mean every night that I do stand-up. There is a part of you that's like, motherfucker.
Jade Caitlin Party.
Oh, you have no idea. The catapretta really fucks people up. Yeah. They're like,
I even hyphenated it for you.
I think that's what it is. I broke it down
into syllables, fucker.
No, the hyphen is what makes people.
Oh, yeah.
And I love when I'm describing what a hyphen is, you know, spelling it out. Yeah. I say hyphen. I could say dash, but I just want to see who knows what a hyphen is.
N dash, M dash.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We just got quiet. We're done. Bye.
Good guy. Here's something I've learned recently.
Go on.
I was looking for, on occasion I'll make like word shirts or whatever with iron-on letters or whatever. You know, it's stupid. It's
all the time in the day.
Sometimes I run out of paper, so I write on shirts.
Sometimes. That's funny. I get it. I get things that are funny.
Like Captain America. I understand that reference.
That was a good movie, by the way. P.S. Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier,
was
the winner
amazing.
Of your extreme content.
I haven't seen it yet.
But anyways, you'll be in for a treat.
I was looking up, you see those baseball shirts where when I say baseball shirt, I immediately think of this. It's
the three quarter sleeve.
The three quarter
sleeve. Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
It's the three quarter sleeve. The sleeves are a different color
than the core.
And the sleeves go up to your collar. It's kind of like an angle. That's not called a baseball tee.
What?
It's called, listen to this. This blew my mind. So if you want to find a blank shirts like that or whatever, look up Raglan.
Yeah, Raglan.
R-A-G-L-A-N. That's what those shirts are called.
That's so crazy. Much like that's a great fun fact.
Much like how the long sleeve shirts with a couple buttons at the top is a Henley.
Yes.
What is that? That's like a cowboy.
This is a Western shirt.
And then my buddy told me, I can't remember what it is, but it's not plaid, but it's like a plaid checker shirt that has a pattern.
Oh,
it's called something
tartan.
Tartan.
That's the an original plaid from Scotland, like one of those patterns.
Okay.
It's
tartan. And I learned this the other day too. Whoa. Seersucker. I originally used to think seersucker was just like blue and white striped clothing, but it's actually that's predominantly what seersucker is. But it's the fabric. It's when it's so light, some of it will bunch together, and it's light woven cotton material.
Almost like a linen.
Yeah, almost like that. And there's
that's why it's traditionally worn in the summertime.
And sometimes it'll like bunch together and where the
wrinkle a little.
Exactly,
bit.
It'll look a little wrinkly. And the common seersucker is the blue and white striped. But
I love me some seersucker pants.
It's more so the fabric of the light woven type of thing. So I learned that. And the distinguishing characteristic for Raglan is it extends the sleeve extends fully to the collar, leaving a diagonal seam from the underarm to the collarbone of the different.
I love it because it's good because you feel like, oh, you know, I'm a little boyish in this shirt, but it's a little sexy because it's a little see-through.
I'll tell you what.
Gotta really pick it.
Girls who can pull off raglans are so, like, raglans and baseball caps can be sexy to me. Like,
I'll lose, not a cap,
not even
but the rest.
Cap, but girls in that
shoes.
Stuff.
One or the
one
other.
Or the other. Too you many, can't just be like a big dyke on stage.
Too many baseball accessories.
But, yeah, I don't know.
And then knee pads.
I just hold
don't
a baseball.
The
I hold a baseball and I wear shin guards.
A shoulder padded suit suit coat. Remember
that's
that?
A thing that I annoys me. I feel like people are getting better at. Like girls are finally dressing like themselves on stage. Like mm-hmm. I finally am starting to feel comfortable. It only took 7 years to like finally like, hey, no, I want to wear this on stage versus like I have to have jeans and a t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. It's our time, guys.
Yeah. You can wear. You can dress. And
I
feel
think that's
how
what
want.
That song "Take Back the Night" was about.
I mean, yeah, don't wear a dress on stage, you idiot. No, I'm kidding. You can wear whatever you want.
What are you thinking? Give her the light.
I just feel like I want to kick and stuff, so I feel like I need pants. But
no pumps, no heels. Unless
I just feel like, yeah,
heels
look uncomfortable.
No gang
wedges.
Unless it's the wedges that look like tennis shoes.
Oh, you like those wedge tennis shoes?
Man, I'll tell you what. Some girls can, like, some of them are so gaudy, but... It's like, that's a fucking clever idea.
You guys, we just won his heart.
This has
baseball
been another
cap?
Edition of What Razzles Into This Week.
Some girls can pull them off because some of them are gaudy, but like, I'll tell you about those. They're like, for those of you that don't know, they're high heels, but they're hidden.
I like them. They're wedge tennis shoes.
Yeah, like a transformer, but
they're,
shoes.
They're great. Steve Madden makes a great pair.
I'll tell you about, there are some really cool looking ones where it's like, goddamn.
Hey, you know what? A wedge helps a leg.
That's just that.
He just has a huge boner. He's into shoes.
I'm not going to be able to get up for a while. We'll just record another one later.
He does every podcast in sweatpants.
He's actually not wearing any pants.
Any pants for our listeners.
Just sneaker wedges.
Tell you what, whoever came up with that, though, is making a
I agree.
Of money.
I agree.
It's
I like I like
idea.
The movement.
Like, I'm surprised it took so long to kind of come up with that.
Every time I try to buy one, I'm like, am I going to wear this? We're just going to wear sneakers or wedges.
Yeah, you're like, well, it seemed like a good idea at the time to buy these transition lens equivalent shoes.
I own a pair of boots that are like kind of, you know, grandma's couch pattern. Uh-huh. And any carpet that I go on that is red based, I disappear
like,
into the
legs?
Carpet. I have to show you guys this picture. Maybe you guys can post it later, but it just, I mean, I might have been on drugs, but also I was just looking at this picture repeatedly like, where the fuck are my shoes?
By might have, do you mean most likely?
Most likely, but you guys can see, you'll... They just something happens where they just blend into any carpet.
Yeah, that's
carpet.
Oh wow.
I think
trippy?
It's kind of like a
holy
magic
shit.
Eye where if you cross your eyes and look at this photograph for 30 seconds, you'll see your shoes.
That's a real shoe.
That I'm wearing shoes in that picture. Yeah. We'll post it for you.
No
guys.
Way, that's just your jeans.
I'm not kidding. I'm wearing shoes. You can see in the next picture.
Now, podcast listeners, what you're hearing right
God
now
damn.
Is us looking at a photograph, and it looks like instead of normal human feet wearing shoes,
these
like
shoes,
Jada's want to do,
the shoes,
she has two stumps.
Just stumps.
The shoes match the carpet.
My pubes are also floral.
Thanks, Grandma.
I'll post this up for you guys.
Yeah. That's so goddamn funny.
When you guys, whenever this goes up, we'll put it up together.
It'll probably be up next Monday, I believe.
Yeah,
let me know. I'll put it up.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Like you never know until you put it against the pattern, and then you're like, bleh.
Yeah, it's oh god, how did this happen?
Here's a fun fact while we're talking about shoes. Velcro. That's it.
Were you waiting
Velcro?
For Aristotle dropping
if you
the
wear
sound
Velcro
of Velcro
on your
being
shoes,
Velcro is a thing.
You'll never get laid. The end.
Velcro, is that my problem? No. Velcro was invented by a gentleman by the name of, I'm going to mispronounce that, it's a Swiss electrical engineer, so Dan will be able to correct me here, but I'm going to say it's Jorge de Mestral.
I think George.
George.
No, just George.
Just George.
I'm going to pronounce it.
Switzerland is more in the German, French tradition.
George.
Than,
George. George of the Jungle. George de Mestral, a Swiss electrical engineer. De Mestral first conceptualized Velcro after returning from a hunting trip with his dog in the Alps in 1941.
Sick trip, bro.
After removing several of the burdock burrs that kept sticking to his clothes and his dog's fur, he became curious as to how it worked. He worked on inventing Velcro hook and loop fasteners for 10 years, starting in 1948. But in 1955, he successfully patented the hook and loop, eventually selling 60 million yards a year through a multi-million dollar company. The first notable use for Velcro came in the aerospace industry, where it helped astronauts maneuver in and out of bulky space suits. And then eventually skiers noted the similar advantages of the suit, and it was easier to get in and out. And then scuba marine gear followed
and
soon after.
And finally followed by
mentally
LA
retarded kids.
Yes, wearing LA gear light-up sneakers.
You guys, this guy is so loaded. That's like Romy and Michelle when they're like, we invented Post-it. It's like, it's just Velcro. Velcro just exists.
Exactly.
Now.
yeah, exists. And it used to be, it's way prettier now. It like actually is, it's way prettier now. But when Velcro first came out, like if you look at old pictures of Velcro, it was literally just, you still had the loops, you still had the hooks, but the loop part of it was just like a bunch of just like messy,
really
like
super fuzzy.
It looked like it was like ratty hair, like somebody didn't brush their hair in years, and it was just like, it was just so ratty.
Now they really have it down to it.
Really clever.
They've they've stepped up their game.
Velcro's really grown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really coming to their own.
But that is it makes total sense about the whole burdock thing. I don't know if you guys have ever been just like walking through a field or something, and you wind up and there's little. Like fuzzy landmines stuck to your legs.
Yeah, that's exactly what they look like. They're like little landmines. They're like a
tiny ones that look like a little bomb.
They look like a
remember
sea
that play
urchin.
You remember that game you used to play where the bombs would appear and you're like, you die.
Yeah, Minesweeper.
Minesweeper. Yeah, yes. They look like that. Those tiny
little of those, and they're so sticky and pringly, and they hurt too, like a motherfucker.
They kind of do hurt.
And
yeah,
they get all over your shoelaces, which is the worst part of it. But
hiking's hard, guys, but we've got to do it.
First world problems. Here's something I learned the other day, too. Completely off topic. Well, I guess it's not, considering we were talking about Minesweeper and explosives.
There you go.
Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. I never knew. I know who Ted Kaczynski is, and I knew who he was, and I know what he did. But I was still a little young to be really too concerned or to look too much into it. But actually, the term Unabomber comes from before Kaczynski's identity was actually known. The FBI used the title Unabomb, which is an abbreviation of University and Airline Bomber, because he would. That's typically who he would send the bombs to, as university professors and airlines. So that's where the Unabomber comes from, is the fact that he would send explosives. He would mail explosives to universities and airlines.
Yeah.
So that's what that is. Just a little fun fact there.
That is scary. That is scary. It's a sad note to leave on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have any happy facts?
Well, 420 is also a holiday this month for many pot smokers, but did you also know it's Hitler's birthday? Wait, shit, that's a terrible fact.
Is it really on 420?
420.
Hey, you know what? Everybody, everywhere you go, you're going to have discounts. So you go out there and you get your card. You get your card. Last year when I went, or 2 years ago when I went to get my medical card, the doctor was wearing a Trader Joe's Hawaiian shirt, and I told myself, like, I'm not going to tell him anything. And then I was having a bad day and broke down and just started crying.
No. Was he a good listener at the very least?
He was a great listener, and then he gave me one of those hugs where my hands don't go around him. They just are on the inside, and he just squeezes all your body together. And I went the other day hoping it wasn't him, but...
It was the same guy.
Was he wearing the same shirt?
No, he was wearing like a doctor's... uniform.
Thank you for coming to Dr. Cool Guy.
Yes. You need a hug? Tell me all about it. I'm not going to tell him anything, but I had a hard day.
Ask me about my bong side manner.
But yeah, he really helped me, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. Fun times.
I recommend it.
Yeah, she recommends it for all you potheads out there.
Only if you have a card. And if you have anxiety
or
lack of
appetite.
Or if you are
afflicted with glaucoma. Or bad stuff on your DVR.
Or if you're in Colorado, just go fucking do it.
Yeah, or Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colorado supposedly pot's selling out. It's like, what?
Yeah, and people, because
everybody can buy it, I guess, right?
Yeah,
like you don't need a card. You don't need a card in Colorado.
It's legal there.
No, people are buying just tons of it because I mean they don't know when it might change.
Yeah. But on they don't know when Johnny Law is coming.
Wait, we should leave on the note of everybody should have an earthquake package together. You guys, that's a new thing. Get some money, put it in your house. No. Get some mace. Get some blankets, get some water, get some dry food.
Is mace to fend off bandits?
I don't know. You guys watch Walking Dead. The scary part of Walking Dead is now that humans are turning on each other. And
yeah, that's true.
That's the scariest part. People are going to turn on you. The people that are going to have the things that are needed for the apocalypse are going to be the weirdo rednecks you don't want around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the weirdo rednecks you want around because they
or you
know
befriend
how to handle
them?
People.
Or you befriend them and you take all their stuff.
Every rose has its thorns. Every redneck has its Daryl.
It's true.
But that's the opposite metaphor. He's great.
It's true. Yeah. But yeah, everybody should really be ready in LA if you guys live here and get your
shit
together.
Yeah, we've had a string of them lately. There's a Twitter feed called Earthquake Bot LA.
Oh, that's good.
And every time there's an earthquake in the area, it'll post it and what size it is, and there's a city near Fullerton called La Habra has like 3.0s. Like we had a big one a couple of weeks ago that was like a 5.7 in La Habra, and since then there's been threes and fours and twos all in that same vicinity. So if you live in La Habra, move the fuck out of La Habra.
Especially if you have vertigo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like all they have is car sales over there. Get out of there.
Yeah. But Earthquakebot LA, if you live in Los Angeles, Earthquakebot LA is a good Twitter feed to find out when and where the earthquakes happen and if you missed one or anything like that. And on that note, Jade, what do you have coming up? Where are you? Sell yourself to the listeners.
When does this come out? This comes out,
On the next Monday. Whatever.
Monday. So April 13th, watch out for me on Californication.
Ooh.
April 9th, I'll be on Worst Thing I Ever Wore on E! And look at my Twitter at the Jade Movie, and I'll post some local shows on there.
Sweet.
Yes. Hold on. I'm looking at the dates. Do you have anything else after that? Because this is coming out on Monday the 14th. Sorry. Oh, so you just missed Jade on
Californication. I'm on the whole season, so watch the season.
Yeah, awesome. So pull up your DVRs.
Watch the season.
I didn't know that. Good
on demand it.
Yeah, and then I watch Worst Thing I Ever Wore on E, and I should pop up every once in a while and say something really not funny.
And then you can follow.
Was it the worst thing?
You can.
It was the worst thing I ever wore.
And she's on Twitter at Jade Cat.
At the Jade Movie.
The Jade Movie. That's right. The Jade Movie. Now, how did you pick that?
I did a weed podcast with Doug Benson, and I was spelling out my last name, and he's like, "Stop."
Okay. That's funny.
He's like, "I need something else." He's like, "You like movies? Me too." The Jade Movie. So it's stuck. That's
awesome. That is a phenomenal Benson.
That's right. Funny. No. the Jade Movie.
Awesome. The Jade Movie. As usual, you can follow me on Twitter at MyNameIsRazzle2.
And I am at OsteoFerocious.
You can follow the podcast at TWL Podcast or shoot us an email, twlpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook. Today we learned with Razzle and Dan. Give us a good rating on iTunes. Give us a good comment. Tell your friends.
Give Razzle a good rating on Lulu.
Give me a good rating. Ladies, give me a good rating on Lulu.
Tinder.
I need the help. I need the help on Lulu. Give me I don't care what the hashtags are as long as they're good hashtags. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Funny.
Hashtag I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Lulu's so funny. Like if you have friends on there to just guess what they're going to be. Like I have friends, buddies of mine that, they have fun, they get around, and one of them's like really good rate, one of them's got a good rating, and then the other friend were like, he's got to be like a 4, and he was like a 4.4, and it was so fucking funny.
Is it, what's the scale out of, 10?
10.
Oh, 10. Okay.
So the hashtag,
I thought it was gonna be like, out of 5, that's incredible, it's the criterion of dudes.
It's so goddamn funny and wrong, it's such a dumb, you know what, Lulu?
I don't know what it is.
Jay,
it's not Lululemon, don't make the same mistake I did.
Lulu is an app that's kind of horse shit, because girls, it's for girls, you go
girls
on
without
there.
Boyfriends.
Boyfriends.
Girls that like rating people.
It's Yelp for guys.
Every girl.
It's Yelp for guys. Girls go on Lulu to rate the guys they've been with. And there's like hashtags like fucked and left or, you know, stuff like that. It's like cleans
I want
up
no
well.
Part of this.
Hashtag paid with a group.
Exactly.
He paid though.
That's the thing is these... It's so horse shit. It's
get off of fucking, that. That's horrible.
It's the worst thing. If you're a female and you're posting on Lulu, you're what's wrong
it's
with
it. It's like once somebody goes, has herpes, you're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just get off,
has herpes,
right?
But paid with a Groupon.
Paid with a Groupon.
Lulu's...
Velcro shoes.
It's the worst thing for dating in Los Angeles.
But so give Razzle...
So give me good ratings.
Yeah, so pay it forward. Long story short...
I've been addicted to women. No.
No, you're lovely. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
As usual, thanks for listening and.
Click yes to rate this app now or later to rate it later. I don't know. Seems right.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.